And now we have letters from the readers of the evening news from the past 7 days.
The anniversary of the end of the Great War has brought memories of many long-forgotten shelters, as Mr. L. Ewell of Salhouse recalls. He writes, "In all the recent discussion of wartime, I heard mention of air raid shelters. I remember while I was living in Norwich, being a nine-year-old, brick shelters were built in the streets of the city. These would hold about 50 people, those who had no shelter, or for people passing by. I remember one situated at the bottom of Knowsley Road. I think they were situated at every other road in densely populated areas. If anyone is curious enough to see what they look like, one can be seen to this day in the playground of Bull Close School. Bull Close Road, very close to the pavement, being adjacent to the school's fence. It is built with flitten bricks with a concrete slab on the top."
In his recent letter to the Evening News, Jim Mitchell of Carlton Colville is in praise of good old-fashioned steam radio. "Yes, I know we haven't reached Twelfth Night yet. However, I should like to give thanks to the humble wireless over this Christmas period. A comfort to the lonely and for those who live on their own. Having a reliable friend to listen to with advice and good cheer. Although we are continually being told we live in a televisual and technological world, bombarded with a myriad of electronic devices, iPad, iPhone, and apps of every description, adding more layers of complexity and confusion to our increasingly internet-driven environment, radio is, by contrast, comparatively straightforward. So, old-fashioned radio, perhaps sitting on a shelf in the kitchen, on a bedside table, in a variety of colours and designs, gives lasting pleasures to many individual listeners throughout Christendom. Radio, a medium where evocative pictures in our mind's eye are initiated by a vast variety of differing sounds, music, speech, animal and bird song, not forgetting the wonders of nature, thunder, rain, wind. But most of all, one of the main advantages of listening to the wireless at home allows us the freedom to do other things at the same time, in our daily and domestic lives. It's been around for over 100 years. What a blessing the humble radio still is, and not just for Christmas."
And finally, two readers remember two very different personalities who left us in the final weeks of last year. Mr. Duncan Duncombe of Norwich pays tribute to a much-loved radio and television actress and writes, "The recent death of the great comedy actress June Whitfield made me think. From the 1950s onwards, she popped up on radio, TV and in the cinema. Often, she supported the greats of British comedy. The list is a who's who of 20th century show business, e.g. Jimmy Edwards, Kenneth Horne, Tony Hancock, Frankie Howard, Joanna Lumley, and many more besides. June was part of the backdrop to much more memorable broadcasting from the 1950s onwards. On her own, she justifies honours for worthy celebrities. Her DBE at the age of 92 was long overdue. We can see from her story how vital supporting roles can be, not only in the acting profession. Most of us won't have starring parts in life or win awards. Persistence in supporting roles, as she demonstrated, really does matter. Any parent or grandparent will tell you so. Thank you, Dame June, for being such an unobtrusive but wonderful star. We shall certainly miss you."
And a resident of Quiddenham community is remembered by John Knights of Spixworth. "After a seemingly endless series of reports on all the activities of the local lowlife, what a refreshing change to read about the shining example of Sister Wendy Beckett, now sadly departed from us." And that's all the letters for this week.